Hello.
Yes, ma'am. This is Jordan giving you a call back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. The phone line got disconnected.
Yes, I'm having bad reception.
Oh, yes, ma'am. What's the address that's associated with your policy?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 3500 North Point Parkway, Alpharetta, Georgia.
Okay, and what's the year, make, model, and color of the vehicle that you were needing assistance with?
It's a 2008 Pontiac Vibe.
And what's the color of it?
Gray.
Okay, and what's wrong with the vehicle?
A flat tire.
Okay, and which tire on the vehicle is flat?
The back.
On
the passenger side.
Okay, and is there a spare tire for them to do a tire change, or you need to have the vehicle towed somewhere?
No, I don't have a spare tire.
Okay. Is the vehicle currently in a parking garage, or is it in an open area?
Open area. Because I'm not in Georgia, I'm actually in Florida.
Yes, that'll be fine. We would still have some service providers in that city and state.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yes, ma'am. And you said it is in an open area?
Yes.
Okay. And have there been any type of modifications done to make it sit lower to the ground?
No.
And can the vehicle go into neutral?
Yes.
And do you know if it's a four-wheel drive or a standard two-wheel drive?
No, I don't.
Okay. And is the service a result of an accident?
No.
And will someone be with the vehicle when they come to pick it up, or will it be unattended?
No, I will be here.
Okay. And as of right now, due to the COVID-19, most of the service providers are not allowing passengers to ride along with them. So if needed, would you be able to secure your own transportation?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have an address for where you're currently located at?
Let me get the address, okay?
Okay.
Oh, it's, seven seven zero South Orange Blossom Trail.
Okay, and again, that's 770 South Orange Blossom Trail in Orlando,
yes.
Florida.
What is it? Apopka, APOPKA, Florida. I mean, yeah, Orlando, but it's the city is Apopka, APOPKA.
Okay, and the zip code, is it 32805?
Yes, 32703.
Oh, 32703.
Yes.
Okay, is it at a St. Vincent thrift
yes.
store? Okay.
Yes.
Give me just a moment. And do you have the address for where you like to have the vehicle taken to?
No, not on me, but it's around the corner.
Is it a business or a residence?
It's a hotel. The Hilton.
Hilton. Give me just a moment.
Yeah.
Is it Hilton Garden Inn?
Yes.
And the is it on East Main Street?
Yes.
Okay. And let me just make sure this is the correct one. Is it by a Sonoco or a Burger King by it?
Yes.
Okay, so this is the correct one. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a service provider for you. Once
okay.
I'm able to secure someone, you will receive a text message with their name, number, and estimated time of arrival. And is
okay.
there anything else I may do to assist you as of right now?
Yes. What was I about to say? Oh, do they have like an airport or no?
Yes, so they can put, if you wanted them to just try to put air, do a tire inflation, they can try to do the tire inflation for you. Does the tire leak over time, or it has a, like, it went flat all at once?
I don't even know, when I got in there today to drive, it was flat. So, probably so. Just at one time. I mean, just slowly, but surely.
Okay, you said a slow leak?
I guess, I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay.
I just know when I got in there to drive, it was flat.
Did you want me to send them out for the tire inflation, or just go ahead and have it towed and then send someone out for the, and then you can call back in for the tire inflation so you wouldn't have to wait to get it from where it's at?
Well, okay. What I'm saying is that the people that come, if they can just put some air in it, if it's fine just to put air in it, then I can just go somewhere and replace the tire myself. But if they tow it, I still got to get the tire replaced. You get what I'm saying? And I'm out of town, so it's not like it's, you know, I don't know where I can take it to for them to get it fixed, because I'm not, you know, I'm out of town. So I would have to find, like, a tire place. But if they can put some air in it that can hold me for at least another, you know, 5 miles or whatever, 2 miles or whatever, to find a tire place.
Okay, so you just want me to send it out for a tire inflation?
Right, but would they tow it as well if they can't put the air in it?
Well, it'll only, like, let me set it up for one service at a time. So we send them out for the tire inflation, then you would, because most of the people that come out to do the tire inflation, they don't have a tow truck, or some of the tow trucks don't have, like, the air pumps on them. So it would be two different services. So we would have to do, like...
Would they still be free for me or no?
Yes, but the service would be covered.
Okay, just, you would, send somebody out to see if we can just put some air in there first.
Okay, give me just a moment. And let me get it changed.
Did you see anything? Just... She's saying,
higher inflation. And is the air nozzle accessible without removing the hubcap?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And does the vehicle have any type of locking wheels or hubcaps on it?
No.
Okay. And you stated that you're not sure if it leaks over time?
No, I don't know what happened to the tire. I don't know.
Okay. And you're at 770 South Orange Blossom? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a service provider to come out to assist with the tire inflation. And is
okay.
there anything else that I may do to assist you?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance, and you have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.